baby.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl England Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, man. I'm doing fine. It's a day closer to the weekend, man.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Looking forward to it, man. You know, and another day closer to the spring, man. Another day closer to the summer.
Every day farther away from winter is a good one in my book.
Yeah, man. Let me ask you, man. I haven't talked about this. You're a young guy. You went to college, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the conversation that is a bellwether right now all over is whether or not there should be a forgiveness of $20,000 worth of college debt to people in this country. What are your thoughts?
That's a tough one. I think college is more expensive than it should be in this country. It should be more accessible to more people. The student loan forgiveness only targets those who receive a certain amount of aid. So it does target those who need it, I suppose. But that being said, the forgiveness doesn't really do anything to make college more accessible going forward. So I don't know how it kind of is missing its point a little.
So here's, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? Now, the United States Supreme Court is going to determine whether or not, and let's be clear about what we're actually talking about here. There are people who owe hundreds of thousands of dollars. Are you aware of that, man, in student loans?
Yes, and that is another thing that I went to UW Whitewater, a nice, affordable state school. I don't have, I took out loans to be able to go, but I'm not, I don't have hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, well, you. I don't think you went to be a brain surgeon, did you?
No, that's fair. That's fair, but I don't know. There's people taking loans out to go to Marquette to be school teachers.
Right.
And yeah, that seems like a lot of debt to take on.
So here's my thoughts on it. We're talking clearly about a system that is wrong. The system is wrong. And you may say, well, nobody forced people to take those college loans. But when you have a system that's set up that will trap people and give compound interest on student loan debt. Somebody explain to me why the interest should be compounded on student loan debts. I was talking with one of my high school friends on yesterday, and we graduated 50 years ago. High school. So he went on to college and became a great educator, and he's still struggling with student loan debts. And the fact that he's a responsible guy. He's not some guy who didn't attempt to pay off his debts. He's doing great things with his life. And yet, here it is, 50, 40, 45 years later, he's still struggling to pay off his student loans. He's now 68 years old, like I am. How does that make any sense? And listen, there are some people who are fortunate enough that their families can pay their way through college. And Bravo. Brother, see more to those who can. You're very fortunate if you've got parents who can do that. But less and less of the American people are able to pay their way, their parents pay their way through college. This is not the 50s and the 60s where parents were able to do that. It's a different world. It's a different time. Why do we have a system that enslaves people who are looking to educate themselves? You look at countries, other nations across the earth, and college advanced education is free, because it should make sense that you should want your populace to be educated. Why should that become a penalty and a burden? It doesn't make any sense. Let's go to my good friend Mary from Wauwatosa. Hey, good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Just fine, thank you. As I listened to the rally and all of the speakers the other day, I heard that the right terminology is debt cancellation, not debt forgiveness. You know, that the students have nothing to be forgiven for. And if anyone or any entity needs forgiveness, it's the students that caused this, you know, awful debt. And you're right, you know, many countries have the wisdom to support their students in free education. We got a lot to learn here.
Yeah, Mary.
Thanks for highlighting this.
Yeah, I mean, we really do. I mean, how does a society, and you wonder why we're falling further and further behind other societies when it comes to people being educated. How does it make sense that you paralyze people because they're not fortunate and blessed enough to have been born into a family that can pay the college freight? And that continues to go up, Mary. That's the other side of this. The cost of going to college continues to rise.
Yeah, it's another example of our questionable values here. And ideally, we're going to take a look at those and make some correction. Thanks for highlighting.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much for the call, as always. You know, we're going to be talking about some things later on in the show, especially one that begs the question, is America a great nation? You know, it's easy for all of us to say, well, yeah, America's a great nation. It's the greatest nation on earth. Well, I'm going to point out some things that make you stop and pause and say, well, you know, we cavalierly throw that term around, the greatest nation on earth, but there are far too many people inside of this nation who don't agree with that. And so we need to ask the questions why, and this is one. So almost everybody in this audience has somebody in their families who have student loan debt that they are struggling with. Now, I do get it. When you've got, you know, doctors who have student loan debt into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're doctors, and certainly they make a pretty good salary. It doesn't mean that they're not suffering through that issue themselves. Can you imagine you owe $250,000 in student loan debt? They're doctors, people who've gone, who are lawyers. But we're talking about the average Joe. I'm sorry, Calvin, you would fall in line with the average Joe in this situation. I'm sorry.
No, that is definitely true.
Oh, go ahead.
No, another thing about this, if you default or can't pay off a mortgage or a credit card loan or a car loan, you can file for bankruptcy and get out of that
debt.
But
you can't do it with student loans.
Yes, you cannot for student loans.
So that, and you beat me to the punch on that, because I was going to bring that up. When they set that in motion, they knew exactly, and politricksters are the ones who did it. They created that. You ask the question, Well, why? Why can you write off all these other things, but student loan debts? No. You're going to pay those debts at some point in time. Even in death, you'll still owe the student loan debts. And so somebody explained to me why the cost of college continues to rise outlandishly. And again, man, you went to college. I didn't. Explain to me, man, Calvin, why, you know, it takes 4 years. Many of the courses you take, you're not going to even use once you're out. I didn't go to college. You did. How many different classes and courses did you take that you're not going to be able to, it's not even going to come up in your life?
Oh, a ton.
I know. So,
10 at least.
So yeah, so let's look at what is taking place here. Our phone line's open at 844-967-2789. You're being had. It's another situation where it shouldn't take 4 years to get through college, but they make sure that there are courses you're going to take that you aren't going to ever use. Listen, I got it. I understand you got the paper, you know. And I know many people who have the paper, and that paper is certainly not, has not opened the doors that they thought it would for them. We're going to talk about a couple things. Listen, just you and us. Oh, you and me. The entire show, no guests, just you and I. 844-967-2789. We're going to have a great time this morning on the Earl Ingram Show. Just you and me. Oh, I'm sorry, Calvin. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You know, there was a time when if someone told you to do something, you did it. Bam, right on. No questions asked. It was yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. You never said no, you know? But you know, things are changing nowadays. It's a new day, babies. Folks want to take their own lives into their hands and make their own choices. No longer do they want to go along with the program because everybody says right. You know what I mean? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You see, because I don't want no gold watch for working 50 years from 9 to 5. Oh, while the boss is guzzling champagne and I'm building beer in some dive. Because I want to be happy and free, living and loving for me. I want to be happy and free.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We're talking about student loan forgiveness. And let's go to the phone lines and Karina. Hey, Karina, how you doing?
Hi, Earl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, you know I'm from, I'm an immigrant, right? I'm from Russia.
Right.
So I'll tell you really shortly. When I came here, I had my nursing degree, and I was a surgical nurse, which means that I'm a second surgeon, basically, in the room.
Right.
Not the technician, not surgical technician, but the nurse, right?
Right.
And it was 1995, so I went to the first nursing home, was by my apartment building, because I couldn't drive. I just came here. And I was thinking, well, I can start with, taking care of the older people. And they said, no, I have to go train how to wash somebody's ass. Okay. So I went back to college and got my biology and chemistry degree with actual religious support, like you said, because they said you need to have a minor. Even if you have a double major, you still have to have a minor. So I went and did that, and it was a cultural shock for me, because compared to countries, we have free education and free healthcare. And the reason we do in Russia is because we want our people to be smart.
Yes.
And healthy.
Yes. Who wouldn't? Why wouldn't somebody want that?
Well, because a people is a power, and without the people, you don't have country. Now, in United States, you want dumb and sick people, so you can rule them easily because they don't understand.
Well, we lost Karina, but here's the reality, and what she was saying is absolutely correct. Whether you resent the fact that she's a Russian and what she had to say, the truth of the matter is, it's all about profit in this country. It's not about the people. It's not what's in the best interest of any of us. We're going to talk a little bit later on about capitalism, all those different things, and why we have been taken advantage of in this country. And many of us feel helpless, powerless, to take on our government, which is supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people. Because we feel that we're not empowered enough. But anybody who thinks that when you continue to see the debt, when you talk to young children who are going to college now, Calvin, you've been out for a while, but imagine it's costing more money now for young kids to go to college than when you started. And you have to ask the question, why? What happened? What changed, since you went to college, that all of a sudden now the prices have gone up exorbitantly?
Well, I think it really comes down to from what I've heard, it's administrative bloat. There's people in the upper levels not teaching, not assisting students in any way, that are sitting on a board and collecting a paycheck.
Yes, profit, man. It's profit. And yet we as the American people, and Karina, I see you, we're probably going to come to you after the break because we're so close to the break. We'll come back to you after the break. What happens is, we've got people in this country who look at the people who have gone to college, and we say, well, why should we give them a handout? And I'm saying, hey, there's a trap here. Why don't we just fix the trap, right? Why don't we stop those in power from taking advantage of people who are doing what our nation asked people to do, get extended education? That's what they do. They point people in that direction. We need all these people to go to college. We have people who graduate from universities. Man, I don't know, man, the sheer numbers of you guys who graduate, and then they wind up doing what? The opportunities that used to be there when you walked out of college when I was a young boy or a young man aren't there anymore. Man, Calvin, they used to be middle class jobs that guys and young ladies could walk out of college and go into middle management in industry and make enough money to pay their student loans and to live in an apartment, buy a new car, and live well. Those things are long gone. So why do we keep encouraging more and more people to go And yet we don't have the opportunities that we once had for all of those universities that were around. 844-967-2789 is the number. Got to go to a break. When we come back, Karina, I'll see you. You can join us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We're talking about whether or not you believe or agree that there should be some forgiveness, and that's the wrong term. Mary, I forgot the term that you used earlier, of $20,000 in debt for student loans. And Karina, you're back, and you wanted to say what? Thank you for holding.
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't know. Something happened.
That's
with
all right. That's all right.
Well, what is the principle of hitting educated people, right? So you can be proud and a progressive country.
Yes.
Correct?
You're a better nation
without
if people are educated.
Right. Without the people, there is no government. Now, what's the difference between countries what offer free education and free health care and who doesn't? They don't care about their people, period. Why America doesn't care about their people? Because they can open the door and they can get more.
You know,
Not motherland. It's not your people. It's just an open door, revolving open door, so you can buy grain from other countries, but the people who live here can live in complete oppression because you're so overwhelmed and basically poor because you went to college to increase the value of the population in the country you live for.
So let me ask you, Karina, your thoughts on whether or not, you know, government, and in this case, the president of the United States, would be doing the right thing by erasing $20,000 worth of student loan debt. Is that the right thing to be doing, or are you in favor of that or not?
I am in favor. It should be done. It should have been free in the beginning with, because it should be the interest of a government to have smart people.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. As always, I appreciate it. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, Earl, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Yes, we should have tuition. We should have free college because I look at everything that we do as a return on investment. I'm a small business owner, so I look at everything as a return on investment. I'll tell you what, throwing a bomb or making military industrial complex equipment and throwing a bomb over has no redeeming return on investment whatsoever. So any of these people that call up and say that they're into business and stuff, they're not into business because they don't understand the concept of return on investment. You educate a kid, you have a return on investment that actually comes back so many fold that it would blow a person's mind away. Just like when we build roads, just like when we build bridges, just like when we do infrastructure, that brings us more commerce, that brings us more money. the things that just go boom up in the air, like fireworks, as an example, they, I'm comparing that to bombs, they have no return on investment. So I don't know what the people want. If they want to have it where only the elite go to college, you know, then I guess that's what they're getting. But just think about that. Here we are fighting Russia right now. And in Russia, they have free college education?
And free health care.
And free health care? And here in the so-called greatest country in the world, we don't even have that for our people because it's too expensive, but yet we can go and buy a $250 billion bomb or whatever the hell it is that we do. We don't do anything for we the people. And I wish people out there wake the hell up and realize that this is not coming back to you. You want one big bomb and we're all gone anyway. And we have the ability to do annihilation. What about every single day that we're here on this planet while we are alive? Don't we want to have good things for ourselves?
You know, Tom.
We have enough money.
You know, Tom, this pushback with Joe Biden on this is because Republicans said, the pushback on this, Tom, is because many Republicans said or conservatives said, Joe Biden, this was a scam. He did this because he wanted to get the young people to vote for him. And that's the only reason that he did this. That's their belief. And I would say to anybody who thinks that it's that simplistic, they really don't understand. Because there are Democrats and Republicans who have student loans that are out of control and that wish that somebody would step in and assist them with it. It's not about Democrat or Republican, man. It's not about he's doing this because he wants to get young people to vote for him. Because as I stated earlier, there are people of my generation who are still paying off student loans.
How ridiculous is that? I mean, that's just unbelievable. Like I said, do we want an educated, you know, people or not? And Joe Biden should have actually forgiven all of the debt is what he should have done. Because you know what? Then that opens people up to buying homes. That opens people up to doing other parts of commerce in our society. Because now they get straddled with that debt when they get out of college or whatever it might be. Then all of a sudden, what ends up happening? Now all of a sudden they can't buy a house. Now they can't buy and contribute to society because they're paying back, you know, student loans that are much higher than it was when I was, you know, there. It was 3% was the my loan percentage, even though I think it should be free. It was 3%. Now these kids are paying like credit card type debt.
Yeah, man.
For these student loans.
A compound interest. Compounded interest.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, and again.
And then we wonder why.
Go ahead, Tom.
Well, then we wonder why it is that people can't actually contribute. Like, you take Sandy's number, $64,000, you know, after the mortgage, after the taxes, after the health care, and after the child care. I mean, and then they have to pay student debt on top of that. I mean, we're never going to have generational, any type of middle class, because they're all paying debt.
Here's the other part of it. Now, phone lines open at 844-967-2789. Here's the other side of it. It's not, man, that this happened long ago. This is continuing as we speak. That even as we speak right now, there are people signing those papers who are up against the exact same thing that many others have been up against, and we have not fixed it. And that's, to me, in the face of all of this, people looking at that and realizing that that's a problem, and the only people who can fix it are politicians. And they're looking at that, and they know it's a major problem, and yet they haven't had the courage to fix it. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Hey, Ron, thank you very much for the call. You say what, my friend?
Good morning. You know, I'm just cynical enough to believe that the student loan program was restructured under several Republican administrations to make the loans much more expensive by inserting a private middleman to service the loan instead of just using government funds. And so when I was in college, I got a student loan and the rate was very modest, and they, you know, it was a couple, 3%, because they realized people are going to come out of college and maybe not get a job right away or get
right.
a low paying job, and they need time to pay off the loan. And I'm just cynical enough to believe that they tried to set up a loan program that would be so expensive that it would deter people from becoming college students. And why would they want to do that? Because they don't like higher education. They don't like universities. Oh, they would like to have engineers, you know, and people like that. But they don't want to have, quote unquote, the liberal arts. They don't want people that study history and science, you know, and you know, those are rival centers of interest in this country. And they're just cynical enough to believe that if they could cut that number down and then build some of their own universities, like Jerry Falwell's Liberty University and a couple of others like
Trump
it.
College.
They could just have religious universities.
Trump University.
Trump University.
Yeah.
That's right. And, you know, and they could steer people into these sort of sham universities, which were indoctrinal in nature, even religious in nature, and they could get rid of a lot of socially conscious, I'm sorry to use the word, woke people, you know. They don't brook people who have minds of their own and reasoning ability and higher thinking skills that colleges provide, because that's how you become an attractive employee to many.
But Ron, the more educated a populace you have, you would think that then that they would teach people how to think, and if you're a person who has been educated in universities, and you see what is going on in our society, and you look at our government, and as I said before, we're going to spend some time talking about whether or not America is great or not, and you look at our nation and what is happening inside of it, and you're educated, you would have to say, hey, something here is not right, okay, from A to Z, and then challenge it, and then let's change it to make it great. But when you put people into a situation, and Ron, as I was saying, you know, decades ago, there people could get out of universities and then they'd be able to go to middle management in industry that was around, and they would make enough money and then have a career path and could retire from that with 30 years and then buy homes and all of those things. All of that left. And so when people graduate from college now, they're scrapping to try to find something that will give them an opportunity to pay them enough to at least get started. But, man, the jobs aren't there to run. And so what do people do? Once you graduate, Tom, I don't know. You let me know, because I didn't go to college. Do they say, well, we'll give you 15 years to get on your feet before you start paying the loan back, and we won't charge you any interest rate? Or do they, once you get out, start charging you for that debt immediately?
Yeah, the back then in the late 60s, early 70s, when I was in college, student loan program was a government program, and the idea was help the middle and lower middle class families who want to send their kids to college. And many of those, I was one of them, that was the first kid in their entire family who ever went to college, because families couldn't otherwise
right.
afford it. Even in the good days for the middle class, even in the good days,
right.
you didn't need to have two people working. Well, anyway, the whole idea was help you get a good start, a little hand up, level the playing field a little bit, because, you know, if you're upper middle class, your parents pay the tuition.
Right.
And they send you to the fancy, you know, you can go to Harvard if you want, if you got the smarts, maybe even if you don't. And, you know, I think modern conservatism came to the notion that Well, it's just not fair to give people money who couldn't otherwise go to college without a little extra help.
Hey, Ron, man, I wish I had more time. We've got to go to a break. Thank you very much, Tom from West Dallas. Hang on. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And talking about whether or not you agree with the $20,000 forgiveness for college debt. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for hanging on. You say what?
Thank you. I think that whole student debt thing needs to be reimagined, so to speak, or tweaked. Because like other callers have said, you know, it doesn't do anything in the long run. It's just a little tiny fix that they're doing. They should really do something. But I also think, you know, like George Carlin said that the ruling class only wants people smart enough to run the machines, and that's it. So when you look at what Walker did to the education system, to the UW system, what DeSantis is doing down in Florida, it kind of makes sense to me that, yeah, they want to keep their kids dumb. Even what they're doing in Georgia. You know, they just want them smart enough that they can run the machines and not question anything else.
You know, Tom, it to me, the fact that the wealthiest nation on earth does not have, unfortunately, you know, regulations that would prevent people taking advantage of others. You know, I've always said, and even if it's not just education, if they had small print on people when they took out the loans, right? And it said in bold writing, you know, when we give you this loan, this is what we expect back. This is how much the $50,000 that you got is going to cost you up front. Some people are going to hesitate on taking out some of those loans, but yet there's something called the small print. And I always ask the question, why should there be small print, right? Why is there small print? Be upfront with the people. And then people wouldn't get caught in this trap. But they know it's a trap, and they know it's not fair and equitable, and that's why they've got the small print, you know. And we live in a society that should be opposed to that. Why would you allow anybody to take advantage of your citizenry? To me, that makes no sense. Even if it's the business community, why should they be allowed to take advantage of it, of the people? Excuse me. And so that's what's happened, man. They've been allowed to take advantage of the people. And until and that's all fair game under the capitalism mantra. Oh, we're capitalists, and capitalists is the greatest in creation ever. Socialism is, we got to, anybody who's talking socialism, we've got to do away with them, slay them. But if you understood what socialism is, it means that not always, but more often than not, they're not going to be able to take advantage of the people. A handful of people taking total advantage of the masses of the people. Socialism doesn't allow that. And so what's wrong with that? Why wouldn't you want to live in a society? And I know people say, well, he's espousing socialism. No, I'm espousing righteousness, what's fair and what's right. And it does not make sense that a handful of people in this country can take advantage of the masses of the people. How is that all right? It's not. And there's not, you know, nobody's going to call and try to debate that, because they're going to lose that every time. Because anybody calling in to debate that will be one of the people who have been taken advantage of. And it makes no sense to me that somebody who's been taken advantage of would be willing to debate the other side of it. So, Tom, I got you, man. Thank you very much for the call. You know, we've got to go to a break in a moment. So you guys can call back on the other side or hang on. It's up to you. But I will tell you straight up, you know, the next segment, we're going to finish this segment up and take callers on the other side. But the next segment, I'm going to be asking the question about, you know, the roadblock standing in the way of America's greatness. And there are many roadblocks. And we're going to discuss what those roadblocks are, and then I'm going to ask you the questions. Why are the roadblocks there? You know, if America was great, the roadblocks wouldn't be there, but they're there. And so you have to make a decision on that. We can no longer live in the darkness. We can no longer do the Aaron Rodgers thing, turn off the lights and be gone, you know, for 4 days in the darkness. We're in the light. Let's challenge our nation to be right, okay? You may not be able to do that at many other places, but we're going to do it on the Earl Ingram Show every day. 844-967-2789. I told you, it's just you and I. Oh, and Calvin. And so we're going to have a coming to Jesus moment this morning on the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.